While some Jacksonville teenagers are worried about who will ask them to prom or what car they'll get on their birthday, others are just hoping they'll have a bed to sleep in. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, 10 homeless high school graduates are getting some help towards college tuition, thanks to kids their own age.
Tabitha Cobb and Zena Simpson both just graduated from Duval County Schools and are planning for college this fall. Cobb will be off to the University of Central Florida.
I'll be majoring in psychology, so hopefully can open up my own practice for children.
Simpson was accepted to Florida A&M in Tallahassee.
I want to be a registered nurse. I like helping people.
But she doesn't know whether she'll be able to afford the move, tuition, textbooks, and housing. Simpson is considered homeless. About 3 years ago, she says her mom took her and her siblings to a McDonald's.
And she was like, well, I'm leaving town.
They moved in with their aunt.
Our guardians really had no guardianship over us. So that's how we became homeless. And they literally started from scratch with everything with us. Food, clothes, we had nothing.
Simpson is one of 10 Duval seniors who were given $1,000 scholarships. The money was from other teens.
I'm about to cry now. Just think about it, because I didn't know them and they didn't know me. And the fact that they, you know, really think about people like me, that was beautiful.
The money comes from a program called HELPS, which kids formed to help homeless peers. HELPS is part of the I'm a Star Foundation, a problem-solving group for kids ages 11 to 18. HELPS co-chair Tabitha Cobb says the founder of I'm a Star showed them a video about a homeless Florida teen, and then...
And she told us to come up with a plan to help them. So we're sitting here with, like, no direction, and she's telling us to come up with this on our own.
And they did. They had a telethon, visited churches, held fundraisers.
Then took it a step further and said, let's have a basketball game where local celebrities play students. So then, boom, you had your celebrity basketball game.
The kids from HELPS raised $37,000 this year. $10,000 went towards scholarships, and the rest was donated to the county's homeless education department. Cobb says the most eye-opening part of this experience was meeting students like Simpson.
I just think, how many kids have I sat next to, have I done a project with, have I talked to, have I eaten lunch with, and not know, like, had no idea.
Simpson says now that she's been awarded the scholarship, she's more optimistic about college.
This program has given me something to put towards it, so why not let me fight the rest of the fight and do the same thing for my dreams?
Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.